by Rachel Lasowski, local journalism initiative reporter. Valley Voice new baseballs, mittens, and a sound system are among the wishes that have been granted now that Caslow and Area D recreation grants have been approved. There were requests from 15 community groups totaling $7,735, but only $5,000 to award, so the Recreation Grant Committee calculated a reduced amount for each group. The $5,000 will be available again during the fall intake. The results were as follows. Hospice Society, $125 for safety gear and other eligible expenses. IDIDA Ride, $325 for course safety and other expenses. Caslow and District Public Library, $350 for Indigenous beading and book club expenses. Caslow Baseball and Softball Association, $400 to purchase baseballs. Caslow Community Services, $350 to help with youth art and culture project. Caslow Cougars, $400 to help cover the cost of 2 ice times. Caslow Disc Golf, $400 to help with finishing 3 tee boxes. Caslow Lager Sports, $350 for bleacher improvements and a sound system. Caslow Outdoor Recreation and Trails, $400 to assist in further developing the Caslow Family Mountain Bike Park. Caslow Racquet Club, $400 to help purchase a specialized cleaning brush for the courts. Caslow Riding Club, $400 to upgrade riding club equipment. Caslow Rugby, $300 for sports equipment. Kootenay Lake Independent School, $375 to help purchase 20 pairs of rain mittens. Kootenay Lake Innovation Center, $250 to help with the cost of the musical performance at the Kootenay Resilience Festival. Caslow Remote Control Club, $175 to go towards the cost of its 2024 license of occupation. The grant program has $10,000 to award annually, provided to the village by the RDCK. However, this year, there was a surplus of $10,810.75 from previous years, so eligible groups will be funded from the surplus. Derek Apple was also appointed to the Recreation Grant Committee, for a term ending December 31, 2026. Apple fills the vacancy left by Joy Luckick's recent resignation. As part of the committee, Apple will participate in the adjudication of grant applications received in the fall grant intake. The committee includes Mayor Susan Hewitt and 3 members of the public. It reports to council twice per year, following spring and fall application intakes. May Days and Lager Sports. Caslow Lager Sports was granted a beer garden license for May 18 and 19, during the May's Days celebration. Last meeting, council designated Caslow Lager Sports an event of significance. This will allow Lager Sports to charge higher prices for alcoholic beverages to help meet their fundraising goals. Council granted several requests from the Caslow and District Chamber of Commerce, which organizes the annual May Days event. A $4,050 grant in aid will be provided to the Chamber for the rentals of Vimy Park, the Lager Sports Grounds, Murray Pearson Ballpark, and Front Street Park. The grant will also cover the large event fee and street closure permit cost. Requested road closures were approved for Show and Shine on Sunday, the parade on Monday, and to reduce congestion near Vimy Park and allow emergency vehicle access. The village will supply gate keys, recycling containers, and garbage bags for bear-proof bins for the chamber to use. Village staff will install May Day banners as an in-kind service. Along with the grant in aid, the village and chamber also have a conditional grant agreement for chamber activities, with $5,000 of the grant set aside for May Day's costs. Electrical supply, lawn maintenance, plumbing, gazebo cleaning, and washroom access will be accommodated by public works staff, and are included in staff work plans. Caslow's birthday party. The village will submit an application to Columbia Basin Trust sponsorship program to support the village's 131st birthday celebration on Friday, August 16th. From noon until 2 p.m. in Legacy Park. The annual event includes music, cake, and the presentation of Caslow's Citizen of the Year Award. Funding would go towards advertising, entertainment, and refreshment costs. The event usually costs less than $1,000 and has historically been included in the annual budget. CBT's sponsorship program supports community events, celebrations, festivals, and fairs. It awards between $250 and $1,500. Parcel Tax Roll Review. Hewitt, and Councillors Erica Byrd and Molly Lethwood were appointed to the 2024 Parcel Tax Roll Review Panel, with Councillor Matthew Brown as alternate. The panel reviews complaints concerning the parcel, frontage, tax imposed on properties serviced by village water or sewer. Owners can request changes, which must be considered by the Roll Review Panel. Complaints can only be made in relation to a person's own property. There are four grounds on which the roll can be amended: an error or omission respecting a name of address on the parcel tax roll, an error or omission respecting the inclusion of a parcel, an error or omission respecting the taxable area or the taxable frontage of a parcel, an exemption has been improperly allowed or disallowed. Requests for amendments will be received no later than 3 p.m. on Friday, April 26, and will be reviewed by the Roll Review Panel at 4:15 p.m. on Tuesday, April 30. The tax values are listed on the parcel tax roll, which can be viewed at City Hall from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekdays, except stat holidays. Budget meeting. Council will hold a special meeting on Thursday, May 9 at 6 p.m. to consider the 2024 five-year financial plan and tax rate bylaws.